Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Today on Friday, Northern Florida, you have chest-high, chunky 5-second wind swell with some pretty strong northeast winds. Now you move a little further south to the Palm Coast, down to about the Cape, we have waist lucky chest, again, pretty chunky, coming in about 5 seconds from the northeast, and we have the strong northeast winds. It's not going to be the best conditions for today or the next couple days, but it's definitely rideable out there if you're willing to work for it. Now, south of the Cape, you're going to be shadowed out a little further away from those winds. We have thigh to lucky waist at 6 seconds from the northeast. If you're in a spot that's not too blown out today, it looks like low tide is going to be your friend this afternoon. For this weekend, those northeast winds and wind swell are going to continue. North of the Cape, again, is going to see those stronger winds and bigger, chunkier conditions, especially on Saturday. Looks like we might have head to maybe an overhead high surf coming in at 6-7 seconds in the Jacksonville area. Size is going to be tapering off as you head south. A little smaller again by the Ponce Inlet, and then south of the Cape, probably going to be waist high from the northeast, about 7-8 seconds. Those winds are also going to stay strongest up north and taper off as you head down. So south of the Cape, looks like it's still going to be onshore, but definitely manageable for this weekend, especially on Sunday. Looking ahead, those northeast winds and wind swell are going to continue for the start of the week. And it looks like we're going to have a similar trend to the stronger winds up north and lighter winds as you head down south, especially south of the Cape in the AM hours. Now, we may see a little more organization in the surf, even in the northern areas. Won't be, you know, particularly clean, but we might get a little better, more manageable surf closer in the 8-second period. Definitely a little cleaner than what we've seen in the past couple days. Now, keeping an eye on the tropics, we have a new wave of energy just came off Africa, and looks like it's got a pretty good shot at formation. It's still way off, so, can't really say 100% what it's going to do, but we have this strong area of high pressure that's going to be coming across the U.S. next week, and chances are, if that does come through, that's going to kind of keep that storm out in the Atlantic if it does develop. So, you know, most likely looking at a fish storm, and depending how close it gets to us is going to depend on if we get any kind of real surf out of it. So I'll be back on Monday to give you guys an update. Have a great weekend. Check out those cams for the latest. And thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.